From Tokyo, this is FEN, the Big 810.
And I used to play similar to that until my lip went bad a few years ago. Tony Mottola, who was visiting the lavish Gary Owens building in Hollywood the other day, and we were commenting about being from small towns. Tony is not, but I am, and he'd seen a very nice National Magazine article on me that said I was from a little place of 600 people, and was wondering how it is to exist in those places. Well, it's quite easy. I know many of you are from tiny places. In our town, of course, there wasn't a lot of excitement. From Dirt, South Dakota, we used to go down to the store and watch them put the awnings down for excitement. Or maybe like on a Saturday night, we'd really have a lot of fun. We'd go over to the store and break open a package of Sen-Sen and guess how many pieces were inside. Huh? Oh, on holidays. I can't even tell you. Huh? No. From lovely Nancy Ames, who of course is still madly in love with me, on Green Dolphin Street. I have an interesting anecdote about Nancy and I, but I've forgotten it right now. I wrote it down in my sleeve, and now my laundry man is out telling the interesting anecdote about Nancy Ames and myself. Well, if I find him or my shirt, I'll be back. Which reminds me, last Christmas, lovely Anita Ekberg dropped into the G.O. place, came down the chimney dressed in a giant red suit, which was naturally oversized for her, and false white whiskers. That's right, she was dressed as Santa Anita. Little racetrack joke for you, fans. Huh? Buddy Merrill is standing in the wings right now. I don't know what he's doing over there, but it's certainly a good idea to go check and see. Buddy, do you know the way to San Jose? Of Buddy Merrill on the G.O. show. Buddy used to play with the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. And a great talent, of course. And do you know the way to San Jose? As we switch controls now here at G.O. headquarters for The Story Lady. Byron, the Magic Elf, take it away, kid.
Time now for another visit with The Story Lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today we're going to hear the story I call The Golden Plate. Once upon a time, there was a very poor farmer who found an owl living in a treetop just above his rooftop. He went out one night to frighten the owl away, but the owl said to him, "Oh, farmer, please do not make me leave my home here in the treetop. I can grant you a great wish." "I am very hungry," said the farmer, "for I am too poor to buy food. Can you grant me something that will help me fill myself with delicious food?" With that, the owl gave the farmer a golden plate. "Take this plate," the owl said, "and put it on your table each night. Every morning when you awake, it will be filled with the most delicious of foods." So the farmer let the owl stay, and he put the plate on his table and went to sleep. The following morning, he awoke to see if the owl had told the truth about the golden plate being filled with delicious food. He went to the table, and sure enough, the golden plate was full of a whole bunch of field mice.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be listening next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady will try to explain her 1964 income tax return.
J. J.J. and K, as they are seldom called, of course. K. Winding and J.J. Johnson and Never My Love. Based on the great hit by the Association. Music is getting better than ever, of course. Some easy listening here on the Gary Owens program, which, as you know, is a gram that plays for money. They have a lot of fun things to do today. This is one of them, by sitting back and relaxing and listening to the beloved Lennon sisters. And as long as there's an apple tree. The Lennon Sisters, and another great tune from the prolific pens of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, As Long as There's an Apple Tree. My feet hurt today. I've been biting my nails again. I'm just going to go lie down in the corner here. There we go. Oh, that's much better. This is a new tune from Pat Williams, very talented young musician, arranger, who does a lot of work with Jack Jones now. This is called Shave, and it goes like so. There we go. I like that sound. Pat Williams. All right, I will. Nice, Williams. Good boy. And Shade. Well, we're getting set for the big Armed Forces Radio costume party, which we hold at the Gary Owens building here every year. And my lovely secretary, Blanche Guberman, hasn't reported in yet. She won the last place prize last year. Just a moment. There's the phone. Hello. Oh, yes, Blanche. We were just talking about you. Yeah? You're getting set for it. What are you doing this year? Oh, I see. You just cut a hole in your Volkswagen. Are you going to spray your head silver and try to pass as a radiator ornament? That's very clever. I like that. All right. Hello, Blanche. Why I ever hired her is beyond me. Very Precious Love, that's called, the Roy Merriweather Trio. I'm trying to recall. It seems to me that was a big vocal about 10 years ago. And I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. And I think I'm wrong. My memory isn't good, but it's certainly terrible today. You may notice there, if you watch your radio very closely, the members of the Challengers all wearing their neat new charm bracelets for 1969, with hand-painted scenes depicting the social life of Richard Burton, which is always a lot of fun. Well, this is garish. Let me just lift myself up over here. I bought an elephant gun yesterday, which probably won't do much good for my elephant because he's such a poor shot anyway, but he'll be visiting one of the future programs here. So you may want to stick around. Now stick around right now for this one. It's encore time for Tony Mottola. Give a listen to Going Out of My Gourd. I'm going out of my head, and as soon as I come back, boy, there's going to be trouble. Tony Mottola and some wild voices in the background there. Well, that just about does it for this exhaustive Gary Owens program. Have fun until next time. This is Gary, reminding you to be Integrious and Integrious FM. Nose from Winnetka, Tommy Kinsman and his orchestra. Tommy's come out with an album featuring all them great old-timers, filled with memory floggers, and if time allows, or Newsweek, probably even more likely to, we will probably be playing maybe Tuxedo Junction later in this very program.
Got a good idea to give you a piece of my mind. Here it is, there. Left over from a recent head transplant, which I received. And, of course, I'm feeling much better now. It's just about time for Mr. Crime Stopper. And another page from the Crime Stopper's notebook. So have your pencils and papers handy. It won't be long now. Today, the subject of blackmailing. Of L.U.V. That's called But For Love by the Mills Brothers on the dreaded Gary Owen Show as we take time now for the Crime Stopper's Notebook. I'll just sit back over here.
It's time again for another page in our Crime Stopper's Notebook.
The blackmailer is a rotten person who digs up a terrible secret from your past and threatens to ruin you by telling your wife, kids, friends, and employer unless you keep giving him money for his silence. Well, there is a simple way to fight a blackmailer. If you are being blackmailed, simply tell the blackmailer that if he doesn't stop blackmailing you, you will ruin him by telling his wife, kids, friends, and employer that he is a blackmailer. That'll shut him up fast.
The great Beatle hit, instrumentally flavored for you there. I'll just go in this convenient telephone booth and change my voice. I just ate a banana. And you know, radio pronouncers can never speak fluently after eating a banana. Well, a little bit later in today's show, we'll be giving you the inside story of why one manufacturer lost millions of dollars putting out a hearing aid in the exact size and shape of a tricycle. That story and many more upcoming momentarily. Good, beautiful sound from Tony Mottola. And isn't that just the time? And, hey, I think if we hurry along here, I just noticed the time. There it is. I think we can get in this great sound from Leslie Uggams. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Love, don't leave another mountain.
Sweet love, a great arrangement there in the great voice of Leslie Uggams. And for you, of course, the story lady will be here in less than 5 minutes from now with the famous fable, The Crow and the Pitcher. So stand by. In fact, I can't read any of it. It's from Warren, who's with the... he's a data analysis officer in the Marine Corps, and he happens to know that the story lady is less than 23 feet tall and also weighs over 43 pounds. So I'm sure you do not want these alarming facts revealed to the public. So this is a threat. Either play a Stan Kenton record, or I'll reveal these facts about the story lady. Well, gosh, Rudy Warren, I don't know what we're going to do. Stan Kenton is a friend of mine. He and I are on the board of governors for the Grammy Awards every year. And I brought my Stan Kenton Odd Couple recording with me, and I can't find it right now. So we may have to reveal those about the story lady. Despite the fact that only you and I know that at this point. Well, if we keep quiet about it and hide over here in the corner, here comes Byron right now, the announcing elf, and the story lady.
Time now for another visit with the story lady.
Hello, children. I call today's story The Crow and the Pitcher. It was told to me by a nice older man named Aesop. It seems as though there was this crow who was really thirsty and came across a pitcher which had once been full of water. However, when the crow put his beak into the mouth of the pitcher, he found that only very little water was left, and he could not reach down far enough to get at it. He tried and tried, but at last had to give it up in despair. Then a wonderful thought came to him, and he took a pebble and dropped it into the pitcher. Then he took another pebble and dropped it into the pitcher, and then another pebble. Well, at last he saw the water mount up near him, and after casting in a few more pebbles, the pitcher was full. Just as the crow was about to quench his thirst, the pitcher, who was a left-handed reliever for the Minnesota Twins, got very irked at all this and punched the crow in the beak.
Thank you, Story Lady. Be listening next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady tells us the tender story of towel snapping in the Chicago Bears locker room.
Meditation and some wild sounds there from the George Wilson Orchestra here on the Gary Owen Show. Well, this is sort of my swan song today. Let me see if I can do it. Ma, ma, ma. Very difficult making a noise like a swan, but you may or may not have heard, of course, that the Gary Owens program is going to take leave of its senses for a while because, well, my outside activity is just getting too much for me. As you probably know, I operate the all-night shoe repair stand in Oxnard. And, of course, I've just purchased a whoopee cushion manufacturing company in beautiful downtown Burbank. So the time has come to take it easy. And one way to take it easy is not to work so much. So that's what I'm going to be trying to do. I hope that's clear because I don't understand what I just said. Anyway, this will be the last Gary Owen Show for a while. I'd like to thank you because you've been a keen audience. So get your ears next to the radio right now, and the next couple of songs will be dedicated to you as listeners. Here's one right now from Lynn Roman. And just a little loving will go a long, long way. From Lynn Roman on the G.O. Show. Here on the dreaded Gary Owens program, I'd like to thank the great gang at Armed Forces Radio because we've certainly had stunning fun here for the last couple of years. Let me see. Someone sent me this today from one of the departments. Yeah, that's very interesting. A woman, I don't know where this is. I think it's Detroit. Is this from Detroit? A woman is asking for a divorce back there, and her husband has to pay her $2,000 a month alimony, all because he snores too loud. Boy, that guy's really paying through the nose. That's ridiculous. Huh? Oh, you were asleep? No. Oh.
A long, long time ago, on graduation day, thank you.
Dick Dana, here on the G.O. Show. Well, let's take along here, shall we?
There we are. Just lift this up on the turntable. This happens to be Pat Williams, one of my favorite orchestra leaders, and his great recording of Eleanor Rigby.
Instrumentally, by the Pat Williams Orchestra. Earlier in the show, over most of this same station, we mentioned about some of the great old-timers coming back in this Tommy Kinsman Orchestra LP. Here's one right now as found at Tuxedo Junction. Let's go there. Junction, the musical question there, and that just about puts an end to it right here today. I'll tell you, show me a guy who wears a Mickey Mouse wristwatch on each wrist, and I'll show you a two-timer. Show me an out-of-work midget sculptor, and I'll show you a low-down cheap chiseler any day. Well, that about does it. It's been funner than anything the last couple of years, did I say that? I have two of them, and three of them today. I've got to get out of here before it's too late. This is Derish, hoping everything goes well for you. Take care and be insignificant. Hello. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.
From Tokyo, this is FEN, the big 810.